The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Batra. This Masechet, the longest Masechet in Shas, page-wise, has been dedicated by our good friend and pioneer student in the Daf Yomi Shi'ur, Adam Azrak Hashem Yishmeru V'chayehu, for the Hatzlacha of his dear children, that they should grow up to give him much nahat, they should have chokhmah, binah, vada'at, and be'ezrat Hashem, they should be zuche in the right time to the proper zivugim, b'parnasa, osher v'chavod, me'ata v'ad olam, to him and his wife and his entire family. Amen.
Amen.
Daf Lamed Vav. Today's daf is being studied in Mishmat Avraham ben Esther, v'chashim t'lichon b'gan Eden. Amen. V'fash shalemah, Rafael ben Simcha Shofia. Emna refar alo, v'ata nefesh v'ata guf, v'ata tukar v'alavo, v'chini rasov v'nomar. Amen. Amen. We begin today's daf on Lamed He Amud Bet, and we start 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Yisrael, Haba Mahmat Akum Harehu Ke'akum. A very important case. A Jew bought a field from a Goy that bought it from a Jew. Okay, let's give names here. Reuven buys a field from a Goy. The Goy supposedly bought the field from Shimon. Okay, now the Jew Reuven is on the field over here. What's the deen? So it says, Yisrael haba mahmat akum. A Yisrael that's coming as a result of an akum that he bought a field from, hareu ke akum. What does that mean? It's like a Goy. What does that mean? Ma akum en lo hazaka ela bishtar. A Goy, there's no deen of Chazakah by a Goy. Which is, a Goy lives on a field for 3 years. We don't say, oh, Muhzag. Even after 3 years, he's got to produce a shtar. It's the only way. At Yisrael, Abba Mahmat Akum, Eno Chazakah Ela Bishtar. What happened in this case over here? Shimon, the third guy, he comes to Reuven and says, hey, that's my field. Reuven says, hey, the Goy was living on the field for 3 years, so he has hazakah. No, there's no hazakah for a Goy. And therefore, just like a Goy needs a shtar, Reuven's got to produce a shtar, not that the field is his, because he has a shtar from the Goy. He has to produce a shtar that Shimon sold the field to the Goy. Now we have to see why that's so, but that's the deed. That a Goy, hazakah doesn't work for a Goy. Goy has to produce always a shtar. And Yisrael haba mahmat Goy, also it's not going to be enough for him to say, well, he was living on the field for 3 years, so he had a hazakah, and I bought it from him. And here's my shtar. No, you got to prove that the field really belonged, was sold from the third party to the Goy. And if you don't have a shtar, your hazakah is not enough. It's like a hazakah without a ta'ana. And then you have to give it back to the original guy. Let's read the Shabbat. I'll give you the case now. Yisrael, bottom of Shabbat. Haba ma'amat akum alev ka'akum. Sadeh she'akol yodim she'atash Yisrael. Oh, that's clear. Everybody knows it belonged to the first guy. That's clear. Ve'achla akum shadosh shanim oyoter. Goy was eating from that field for 3 years. He had a hazakah, basically. Okay? Oyoter ve'to'en she'lakam Yisrael. He's claiming he bought it from the Yisrael. Ve'azad Yisrael, not a Jew, came along. Ve'kana ma'o akum ve'achla gam hu achar akum shne hazakah. Oh. The new guy also lived on the field for Shnei Hazakah. You have to say that, obviously. Oyotin, lo havi Hazakah. His 3 years, the Jew that bought it, does nothing. Ela ati mare dara, the original owner of the field, umapik le mided Yisrael. And the Yisrael will go fight with the Goy. The Yisrael leziv lebowa leakum dezaban mine diu davshin anafshe telo avil lemizban arad Yisrael meakum. He should not have bought the field from the Goy ad delema le havli shtar dezbini dezaban tle mi Yisrael. Yeah, no, he should have told me. Show me that you bought this from Yisrael. The Goy says, I'm living here for 3 years. Nobody has said en hazaka le Goy. Goy needs a shtar. So the Yisrael that bought it, he was negligent. He should have got a shtar of purchase that the Goy purchased. He didn't. Now the original Jew comes along and says, hey, what are you doing on my field? Hey, I've been here for 3 years. Big deal, you're here for 3 years. Where's the shtar? I don't need a shtar. I'm Jewish. No, but you're a ba'akum. You come from an Akum that you bought it from? You should have asked for a star that he had, that it was his, because he's living on it for 3 years means nothing, and therefore you got to give the field back, and now you got to go to the Goy and fight it out with the Goy to try to get your money back. Dedin hazka let le'akum. Ve'lo kol man da'ati mahmateh. Not only does the Goy not have Azaka, anybody that's coming Mahmat to Goy also doesn't have Azaka. What's the reason? The Stam Akum Gazlanim him. Stam Goy is Gazlan. The Israel Yared Limhot. 3 years, the reason why the Israel wasn't Mohe, he's scared of the Goy. So you can't say, well, how come you didn't open your mouth for 3 years? It's Ba'ad Mavet. Which means he's a gangster, exactly. So therefore, Maha'a only works where you think your Maha'a is going to produce something. But if your Maha'a is going to be dangerous, so you're not going to make a Maha'a. So therefore we say, there's no Maha'a for Goyim. The Goy has to produce a star. Hilkach, lo tiknu bim hazaka, kedamina lekaman, bishmatin, hani de beresh geluta, lo ma'zikem, shum hai ta'ma gufesh, yiri'im anu limchot. Also, beresh galut, let's say. Resh Galut, when Resh Galut has a property, they don't have a hazakah for 3 years. Because the reason why they don't have a hazakah, because people are scared to make a maha against Resh Galut. So therefore, just because they're on the field for 3 years does not mean that it's necessarily this. For the same fact, because we're scared to make a protest against the Resh Galut. V'Yisrael zeh abam mahmat ta'akum. Now we get to our case. Yisrael that bought the property from the Akum, afapishi azik, even though he had a hazakah for 3 years, ein hazakato klum. V'hazakah she'enim ha'ta'ana. It's hazakah without a ta'ana. He's there for 3 years, but he doesn't have a ta'ana. What is his ta'ana? You sold it to the Goy. What do you mean you sold it to the Goy? What's your proof you sold it to the Goy? Because the Goy was living there for 3 years, ein hazakah le'goy. So you want to use it? You want to use hazakah for Goy? You can't, just like the Goy can't use it, you can't use it. Ella, what do you want to say? Proof, get a star. I don't have a star, so I give it back to the field. Shari hu to'en akum machnali, aval eni yodaya he akhbari de akum. He could just say that the Goy sold it to me, but he has no idea how the Goy got the field. She yukhal le mokra, aval ita anya. Okay, good. That period right there. Rabba comes along and says, Ve'im amar Yisrael, ledidi amar li akum, diminach zavna. There it is, meheman. Which means, if he comes along and says, listen, when I bought it from the Goy told me that he bought it from me. Which means I asked him. I said, hey, well, you know, this field over here. And he told me that he bought it from you. Then he's Ne'eman. What's the Ne'emanut? Tap Rashbam. Already he's saying a ta'ana. Already he's saying, I was worried about who this field belonged to. I don't think I'm coming from nowhere. But I asked. Havi matzi limit'an. He has a ego because he could have said, I bought it from you. Once already he's saying something, now already you put a ego on him. He's coming and saying, listen, I asked the Goy. And the Goy said, yeah, he bought it from you. So believed. So the Gemara asked the question. Mi ika midi di ilu akum amar lo meheman. Di ilu amar Yisrael mishmed akum meheman? That's a funny item. If the Goy would say such a thing, he's not Ne'eman. If the Goy would have said, I'm living on it for 3 years, and I bought it from the Yisrael, what do we say? En hazakah le'goy, produce a star. So if the Goy would say such a thing, the Yisrael that's Ba Mahmad Goy, also is not going to be good. If the owner of the field himself, the Goy, doesn't have such a claim, the guy that's coming Mahmatim also doesn't have such a claim. Which means they don't say amigo on such a thing. Yeah, Gemara says, let him say, if I bought it, I asked the Goy, and the Goy said he bought it. Let's say the Goy himself said he bought it from the Jew. Does that mean anything? If the Goy said it? Of course not. En hazakah le'goy. So therefore, the guy that's Mahmat Goy, also that's not, there's not an option to say that. Look at the Rashbam. Mi'ika midi di'ilu amar akum no me'man. Hashta nami hazakah sheni mata'anau. De'afilu im ta'anto emet. Even if he was, he's not lying. He's saying, yeah, the Goy told me that he bought it from the Jew. That's worthless. What are you saying? The Goy can't prove it himself. You're saying something to have an Ne'emanut. If the Goy himself would have said he's not Ne'eman. So you're not Ne'eman. There's no Migo in that case. So Gemara says, you know what the story is? Yisrael didi zavne akum minach. V'zavne nehali meheman. If he says, listen, I was there, I saw it. I saw my own eyes. I saw you sell the property to the Goy. Not that the Goy said it. I saw it, so therefore, that's why I bought it from the Goy. And once already he's given that information, where do you got to go so far? If he wanted to lie, he could have said, Miku de'i ba'i amale anezivitech minach. If he wanted, he just could have said, I bought it straight from you. So when he comes along and says, I saw that you sold it to the goy, he's ne'eman to keep the field even without a shtar because of the migu. Look at that, Rashbam. Kamai didi, kelomar. Ani yodea bibirur. I know for a fact. Hainu hazaka shish imatana. Very good. But that's the case we have a migu.
He needs to give a ta'ana.
Exactly. To say a migu, you need a ta'ana. In the other case, he wasn't saying anything. He's saying, I bought a field from a goy. That's not a ta'ana. It's not a ta'ana. You had a ta'ana to Israel. What are you saying to Israel?
I saw
you. He's like, I saw it. Okay, saw it, you saw it. Now you're not relying on a goy. Now he's coming along, I have a ta'ana. Oh, migu, what? You could have said, I bought a field straight. Good. Really, once already he says he saw it, that it was sold, the Rishonim want to learn, you don't even need a migu anymore. Uh-huh. Once he says that he saw, so it's a hazakah, imata'ana, hazakah ta'ana zaraf. At this point, you have to say, really, they fell off this migu. Even though the Gemara is saying, using lashon migu, I saw them bring this down over here. Who says it? I'll show you right now. Right. Lecha'ora, en sorech b'migu. Bechtel la'min l'muchzak b'mekreze. Because he has a hazakah with a ta'ana. Hazakah with ta'ana is nothing stronger than that. ודאי בכך להעמיד הקרקע בידו. באמת, גבי מה דומה בגמרא, ובאל כסות הראש, שכן אין כוונת הגמרא למען מיגו. כסות הראש שלנו, and sometimes when the Gemara says מיגו, it doesn't mean דווקא מיגו, it's like not דווקא. Which means, מיגו, yeah, it means of it, he has an אמנות. He has an אמנות.
It works the same.
Yeah, it works the same. He has an אמנות. Because חזקה עם טענה. But you're right, you don't need a מיגו over here. Very good. Yes? Good point. Okay, comes the Gemara and says further, אמר רב יהודה, היימן. This case we saw him. Tenakit magla v'tublaya. He's holding the magal is what? The sickle? And the tublaya we said is the rope. In order to, you know, bring down the dates from the tree. V'amari, he tells somebody, you know, izil igzera l'dekla deplanya. I'm going to go cut down some dates from the tree of such and such. Dizavintamine, that I bought from him. Meheman, he's believed. Why is he believed? Lo hatzif inish the mikzad declared the labdi. That's a hatzuf already, guys. Not hatzuf enough. He's going to start cutting down fruit from a tree that does not belong to him. Okay, that we saw. Amar Rav Yehuda, Ayman de ahzik meguda de arude ulebar lo havi hazaka. Okay, guys, making hazaka on a field, but on the external part of the field, lebar on the outside of the field. It's miguda de arude. It's a place where the animals are. Look at the Rashbam. Hayot asade shebaot veoklot azera'im shebekset asade. Jeez, the guy has the extremities of his field where he throws, let's say, some seeds over there, and they really doesn't tend to that area. And usually, the animals come and eat all the growth in that section. Beyesh osim kirot vegodrin asade umanechim karka hutz lakir. They build a wall. They leave some property after the wall. So it's not beyond, it is his property, but it's beyond, let's say, his property line per se, because he put a wall up, and he has a little parcel of land over there on the other side of the wall, that this growth over there, usually the animals eat it. מעט בסודות הסמוכות ליער, משליחים שם זרע, ומה ששומח באות החיות ואוכלות אותו. Whatever grows, the animals come and eat it. ואינם נכנסות בשדה. עכשיו, ואם בא אדם ויחזיק באותו קרקע, let's say a guy went to that little parcel of land beyond the fence, and he was מחזיק over there. חוץ לזה, אינה חזקה. Even though he was there for 3 years. Why? תיכול לא מדכם את כל מדה זרה בהו קרקע ערודה כאח לילה, לא אכפת ללמחות, לא אחזיק, כדי מחזקי אינה, שפיקה לא אבי חזקה. There's a rule. I only have to make a maha'a when a guy is being mazik on a field in a normal way. But this guy over here, I don't got to make a maha'a. Well, what is he doing exactly? Whatever he plants, the animals come and eat anyway. So what am I screaming, b'chlal? He's not getting anything from this land. So therefore, you can't come after 3 years. Oh, you're making maha'a. Make a maha'a what? And this is inferior land over here. What were you benefiting? Well, I have to open my mouth. B'chlal, what did you get anyway? The animals anyway ate everything. So in this case over here, even though he lived for 3 years on the field, it's not considered a hazakah. Lo havi hazakah. My tama, memar amar, kol dezara'a name arude akhlele. Whatever he planted, the animals came and ate it. Therefore, that's not a regular hazakah on the field. It's not a normal way of hazakah. What do I got to scream for? What is it? Bishlam, if you're on a regular field benefiting, I scream, hey, you're taking my perot. What is it? What is he taking, McLeod? Whatever grew, the animals came and took it. Like, I should scream? What am I screaming for? Let him do it. My silence is not an admission that I'm saying it's his. My silence is because, which I scream for, I'm going to scream for such a apostle. Similar case, in a hazaka. Similar case, let's say the guy has orla, trees within the first 3 years of its growth, right? And he's eating that section for 3 years. And the guy didn't make a maha'a. What do I say? It doesn't matter. You know why I didn't make a maha'a? Because it's orla anyway. What am I going to scream for?
Right.
There's no, he's not benefiting from the field. Tanya na me'ache, achla orla, shivi'it ve'kil'ayim ena hazaka. Same thing, three different isurim. Orla is the first 3 years. Shivi'it is the shemitah year, which we know is asur. And kil'ayim is a crossbreeding between the grapes and the wheat. All these cases, even though the guy ate for 3 years and the owner did not protest, ena hazaka. Because isur, common denominator. Good? That's Bam's words. They lo echpat le lebaal asadeh b'shnat orla. V'lachel no micha. That's right. You don't have to make a macha. We're echpat le on the shnat orla. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef comes along and says, "Achla shachat. Shachat is stubble, small little straw before it grows." So what's the guy doing? He's living on a field for 3 years. He's only eating shachat. The owner doesn't protest. You know why he doesn't protest? Lo'avi hazaka. For the simple reason is because you're not benefiting anything from the field. Eating shahat is nothing. What do I got to protest for? He didn't wait till the wheat grows. For 3 years he's eating shahat. He wasn't using the field in a conventional way. You see, he's scared. What do I got to make him a half? You see, from the way he's eating, he don't want to let the wheat to grow.
Right.
He's cutting it immediately because he's scared that he might get caught. So that's already out of the open of my mouth. Understand the logic? Why doesn't he make a maha? You see from the way the guy's acting on the field, that's not his. What do I got to talk for? If the guy really owned the field, what would he need shahat for? Let the field grow, wheat, everything. You see him cutting every other day. You already see the guy's, it doesn't belong. That's why I didn't open my mouth. Amarava, the ibit savar mehoza kaima. But if this story happened in the area of mehoza, havi hazaka. It is a hazaka. Why? The valley of Mechoza, Rashbam, the fish Ashirim, they were very wealthy over there. They had a lot of animals and they would feed the animals shahat. So that was a normal usage of a field. So if that's a normal usage of a field, so then already, so the fact that he didn't protest is considered a hazakah after 3 years. But Amar Abdahman, Taftiha. Lo avi hazaka. What is it, taftiha? Karka pehuta. It's inferior land, broken. Umilab bikaim. It's all cracks and not suitable for planting. The enam mutsia pirotea. Lo avi hazaka. The ptera ata look pidlim hot. Exactly. What am I going to make a mahafo? The land's not producing anything. I don't open my mouth. Again, if you could give a reason why he didn't open his mouth, then we're going to give a reason. Therefore, the guy can say, "Oh, he's there for 3 years." I didn't give it 3 years. He didn't open his mouth. My mouth, what's up my mouth for? Because you're on a rocky land. What do you want me to say? Enjoy it. That's a land that produces a very small amount. Whatever he plants, that's the same amount it gives. Normally, you plant, let's say, one kud is supposed to produce 100 kud. Here, he puts in a kud, it comes out a kud. He's not going to make a maha. It's inferior land. He's not makpid. That's why he didn't make a maha. Oh, fields that the Resh Galut are on, lo mechzeke ban, ve lo mechzekinan behu. Look at the Rashbam, third line. Im mechzik echad mehem besadotenu, if one of the Resh Galuts lived on our land for 3 years, ena chazaka, v'sarich lezeh b'shtaro, which means the Resh Galut, if they come to Betin, he can't say, "Oh, I was on 3 years, nobody opened their mouth." We're going to say, "Where's the shtar?" I said, "What do you mean? I threw out the shtar." No. There's a reason why nobody opened their mouth for 3 years. You know what? Because they're scared. They're scared of Resh Galut. Mahmat yir'atan no mihubahin. So therefore, 3 years of Resh Galut living on the field is not good. And the opposite. Ve'lo mahzikinam bi'u. Shemetok shem ashirim. Let's say we're living on their property. You're living on their property, let's say, for 5 years. They didn't open their mouth. It's not considered chazakah. Because they were so wealthy, they didn't mind if we lived on their field. That's why they didn't open their mouth. They said, good, let them work the field for us. Let them stand outside. If the Jew, everybody's Jewish over here, if the regular guy is living on the Rish Galut's fields, and after 3 years, he says, okay, chazakah. He says, it's not chazakah. How come the Rish Galut didn't open his mouth? They were so wealthy, the Rish Galut. They didn't make machawah. They didn't mind. On certain properties, let the aniim work on the ground, let them work it for us, let them plant, let them keep it, you know. Yeah, so everybody's Jewish over here. Again, you're going to go to Beit Din, and the guy's going to come along and say, I was on the field for 3 years. The Nesh Galut says, it's mine. What do you mean? I was on the field for 3 years. How come you didn't make a maha? Beit Din's going to say, there's a reason why they didn't make a maha. They're so wealthy, they don't make maha, these guys. They're happy that somebody will just have so much real estate. They happen that somebody's sitting on their field just attending to it. So therefore, it goes both ways. Now we go back to the Gemara, back to the Mishnah. Avadim. What do we say about Avadim? Eved Kena'ani, you have a Hazakah. I have an Eved, right? I have it for 3 years. That's considered a Hazakah. You can't come along after 3 and say, it's mine. I could come along and say, it's my Eved, you sold it to me. Eved has a din of Karka. Gemara says, Avadim Yeshtem Hazakah? Does the Eved have Hazakah? Yeah, Amar Rish Lakish. Hagoderot. In them Hazakah. What's a goderot? Sheep?
Animals.
Why is an animal not have a Hazakah? For the simple reason, because animals move around. Animals walk from place to place. And therefore, if I have an animal for 3 years, why is it not a Hazakah? He says, Godrot son. Anything that moves freely in the market, right? Because I can come along and say, it walked into your backyard. I didn't sell it to you. Items that roam around, it roamed into your backyard. Or you saw it in the street and you took it. I can only claim you sold it if it's a stationary item. But if it's an item that roams, now after 3 years I come along and say, or whatever, not even 3 years, whatever it is, I have a sheep in my property, right? I come along and say, well, Hazakah, whatever's under my property, it's mine. No, not on items that move. Items that move around, you don't have any ta'ana, because the guy can come along and say, of course, it's in your property. Just because it's your backyard, it means it's yours. The thing roamed out of the market, and you just saw it in the marketplace, you took it. Similarly, in Eved, an Eved Lecha'ura should not be subject to Hazakah, because the guy can come along and say, what do you mean? The Eved was roaming in the street and you took him. Just like an animal that roams, you don't say Hazakah, you don't say that just because he has it, it's his. Similarly, an Eved is a Bardat, he's walking around. He walked around, you took him. Yeah, no, you sold it to me. No, just like animals, you don't say there's a Hazakah, so to the Eved. Amarava en lahem Hazakah le'altar. What he meant to say is, they don't have Hazakah immediately. By other metaltin, which means, but what? Which means, there is a Hazakah for Eved. After 3 years, if they're holding on to the Eved, and the guy didn't say anything, that's where the Hazakah. But there's no Hazakah immediately, you're right. Which means, because bottom line, the guy could come along and say, well, the Eved's by me. You sold it to me. No, I sold it to you. You saw him walking in the street, you took him. The Eved walks. But after 3 years already, you didn't open your mouth, that's like karka. Then already has hazakah. So there's a difference, understand? Regular metaltalin, you don't need 3 years, by the way. Regular metaltalin, if I'm holding it, it's mine. Hazakah, whatever it's mine. Metaltalin that move, I can't say it's mine, because the guy can come along and say, wait, it's yours. You sold it to me. I didn't sell it to you. You picked it up from the street when it was walking. Eved is the same thing. But after 3 years, the chadush by an Eved has a din of karka, and therefore, there is a hazakah. Good? Comes again when I says, wait. Amar Rava, im haya katan mutal ba'ariseh, yesh lo hazakah le'altar. If the Eved is a baby in a crib that can't move, so how did it get to me? Must be you sold it to me. So it has a din of metaltalin. It's immediate hazakah. I have a little baby Eved in the crib, right? So the guy goes, hey, that's mine. If it's yours, what is it doing by me? And he can't say, well, it walked to you. It walked to you. It's a baby in the crib. So the Gemara said, Pshita, Pshut, of course, that's obvious. We never tell me that case. Lo tzirika di'itle imme. It's talking about where the baby has a mother. So what? I'll say, maybe the mother brought it there. Meaning, the baby doesn't have legs to walk, but the mother does. Maybe the mother was taking it for a walk, and it walked into the guy's backyard. Kamash malan, ima lo minshiya bera. A mother doesn't forget its child. Remember this rule. Because what do you want to say? How did it get to my house? Well, maybe the mother was walking and left it there when she forgot a baby for 3 years. So, that's how it got there. The mother brought it to you. Gemara says, Kamash Malan, a mother doesn't forget its child. And therefore, even if she did bring it there, it's not going to stay there for too long. The mother is taking it back. So therefore, the deen is, if it's a baby, so then already he does have a hazakah immediately. Right? And the guy can't claim, oh, the mother brought it. Oh, the mother brought it. Oh, the mother's going to leave the baby in somebody else's backyard? Okay. One more line. Hanu izeh, these goats. The achlu hushla bin hardi'ah. They were eating hushla. What is it, hushla?
Marley.
Okay, they went to the guy's field, these goats, and they're eating, they're stealing, eating. Atam mare hushla, so the owner of the barley, tafsinu, he grabbed the goats. He wants to get paid now, he's owed money. Ba'avaka ta'in tuva. And he was coming and saying, hey, by the way, they owe me more than these goats are worth. The goat's worth 100, let's say. He held on to the goat that was eating from his field. And he said, by the way, the guy owes me 300. Gemara says, Amar Abu de Shmuel, the father of Shmuel said, Yachol lit'on ad kedid de mehin. You can only claim up to the value of the goats. That much will believe you. Why? The Ibai Amar likuchotin biyadi. Because he has a migu. If he wanted, he could have said, the goats are mine. The goats are under my property, they're mine. If he wanted to steal the goats, he could have stole the goats by just saying, the kohotin biyadi. So therefore he has a migu. Therefore when he says, you owe me at least the worth of the animal, that's fine. Because if he wanted, he could have kept the animal himself with a migu. But more than the worth of the animal, no. Wait, we just learned, animals move around. What do you mean? I thought animals that walk around, there's no hazaka immediately. Because the other guy could say, walk to the backyard. So he has no migu. Shani izek, goats are different than sheep. Why? Because they're always with a shepherd. Which means the shepherd is always walking with it. They don't leave it to roam. You give it to the shepherd. So therefore, it's not like free roaming sheep that they walked from the guy's backyard into your backyard. This, if it's by me, that means the shepherd must have bought it. It means he has an amigo. He could come along and say I bought it. So since he has an amigo to say he bought it, he's believed to say you ate at least up to the worth of the goats themselves. Gemara says last point. Yeah, but you have morning and night, which means when the shepherd is not working. In the morning and at night, after his job's over, now the animals are free ranging. So therefore, at that time, they could have walked into this field. The shepherd's not holding the animal 24 hours a day. So Gemara says, "Bin hardi'ah." It's talking about in hardi'ah, tayeshkihe. You have a lot of Arabs around. The umida liyadam mishalme, which means they never leave the animal alone, because there's a lot of gazlanim. Look at the bottom Rashbam. Which means they never let the animals free roam in the Arda'ah. In the morning, the owner gives it to the shepherd, and at night, the shepherd gives it back to the owner. We thought, yeah, maybe at night, the shepherd goes home and leaves the animals roaming, therefore went into the guy's field, he has no hazakah. In the Arda'ah, you'll never see a free roaming goat. The animal is always handed here. So now, if it's by him now, must have been it was sold. So therefore, he has a migu. He could say, I bought it. That's why he's believed to say you ate up at least to the worth of the azim themselves. Good? Gemara continues, 3 lines on the bottom. Nabi Ishmael omen shlosha chodashim. If you remember, we had a machloket in the Mishnah between Nabi Ishmael and Rabbi Akiva in a field that is a field that is able to stay baal. That's a field that has enough rain. Doesn't need irrigation. It's called a stay baal. So how many years do you need for hazakah for such a kriya. So if you remember, Rabbi Ishmael held 18 months. 3, 12, and 3. 3 the first year, the last 3 the first year, then the second year, so it can be straight years without consecutive, and then the first 3 months of the third year, altogether 18 months, considered a hazakah, because you could plant, let's say, 3 crops. You can plant the crop in 3 months, then you have the whole year, because you cannot have a hefsek, then 3 months of the third year. Going to the Biaki Rai, 14 months. He said 1 in the first year, 12 in the second year, and 1 in the third year. So you have to see what the Mahlok to Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Ishmael is. Why he says 18 months, Al-Zakah for Stei Baal, and he says 14 months. So Gemara says, Lemanir Ika Benayu. Let us say that the Mahlok to Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Ishmael is on making a furrow, meaning making plowing. So we have Rashbam, Nir, Harisha. Okay, Harisha, what's the machlok? I'm going to explain. Rabbi Ishmael Savar, Nir lo havi hazakah. Rabbi Ishmael is going to hold that what? Making a furrow is not considered a hazakah. We should have a field now. So he's going to say, just because you plowed it, that doesn't make a hazakah. You actually have to produce something. Rabbi Akiva Savar, Nir havi hazakah. And Rabbi Akiva says, no. Nir is ready, hazakah, therefore you don't need a full 3 months to produce a product. It's enough to do 1 month, the amount of time that it takes just to plow the ground. And that's considered ready, you made a hazakah on the ground. Bottom Rashbam, Rabbi Ishmael Savar, Nir lo avi hazakah, ela gemar peri. You need an actual product to be produced. It takes 3 months for a fruit to grow. The reason why you need 12 months in the middle year is so it'll be contiguous. Because otherwise, you're going to have 3 and 3, and you're going to split the middle year, so you need to have 3 years in contiguous. So 3, 12, and 3, because that's the time that a peri can grow. So you need 3 growths of peri. How long does it take to make a furrow? A month. So therefore, 1 month you made a furrow, then you have the 12 months, and 1 month you made a furrow, so 3 furrows, over 3 years, you're okay. Okay, what else is not right? That can't be. My idea, chode, v'tisperal Rabbi Akiva, you tell me Rabbi Akiva says a need is considered a hazakah. My idea, chode, afil yom mechad nameh. Exactly. How long does it take to make a furrow, by the way? It takes a day. Why would he say a month? If it's a furrow makes a hazakah, he should have said 1 day, 12 months, 1 day. You don't need a month to plow the ground. It takes 1 day to plow the ground. So that cannot be the machlok between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Ishmael, the concept of Nir. Ela, what's the machlok? Ela, the kulal manir lo avi hazakah. Everybody holds that making the furrow is not considered a hazakah. That does not make ownership. Pira rabba v'pira zutaika benayu. The machlok is a big fruit and small fruit. Rashbam. Rabbi Ishmael, svira le second line. De lo avi hazakah chi lakit pira rabba. It's got to be a full ripened peri. Dehainu kishenigmera kol atevua. All the wheat, let's say, was ripened. Nefikach sadish shloshah chodashim. Kegon se'urim v'shibodet shu'al v'adashim. These items over here, like barley, shibodet shu'al is, I guess, rye. And you have adashim is lentils. Shigedalim b'gimlo chodashim. It takes 3 months for these items to grow. Rabbi Akiva, savar, pira zuta. No, even a small growth. Dehainu shahat. Shad is like the little stubble that grows. Shigada b'shloshim yom. Havi hazakah fapish shelo nigmerat tevuah. Even though it didn't grow completely.
Oats.
Okay, shibud shu'al is oats. Okay, so the point is that's the hadush over there. The pira rabba, pira zutra. Rabbi Akishmael, you need pira rabba. Full growth of the oats or the barley of the adashim. And according to Rabbi Akiva, no. It's enough just to have a partial growth, even the shahad. And that's why it only takes a month for that to grow. Tanu Rabbanan. Now we go into the subject of Nir. So the first opinion says Nir Enu Hazakah, like we learned till now. Making a furrow, making the plowing, that's not considered the Hazakah. To the Fibi Yesh Omrim, Harezu Hazakah. And some want to say no.
It is.
Nir is Hazakah. Man, Yesh Omrim, the opinion of Yesh Omrim that says it is Hazakah. Amar of Chazda, Rav Ahahi. It is indeed Rav Acha. Netanya, we have a braita. Nara shana. He plowed it, let's say, in the first year. Vizara bit. And then he planted for the next 2 years. So 1 year plow, 2 years planting. Or the opposite. Nara bit. Or he plowed 2 years, vezara shana, and then he planted the third year. Ena hazaka. It is not a hazaka. Ha'omer arezu hazaka. So you see clearly, he counts the years of plowing as a hazaka on the field. So you see that v'hazeshita of nir is considered hazaka. Amar av Hashem sha'ilit. Kol gedolei hador, I asked all the gedolei hador, the amruli, and they told me, nir hareze hazaka, that indeed nir is considered hazaka, like rabaha. We have the gedolim that agreed to this.
The Bach changes it to rabaha.
Oh, so come to
rabaha instead of Asher.
Ravaha, I'm out of a ha. Okay, maybe it makes more sense.
Yeah,
right? Ravaha told us, what do I have to get all in with me? That needed to hazaka. Amale Rabbi Bai, Rav Nachman. My tama demand, Amar need avi hazaka. What's the reason, according to the opinion that says that need a furrowing, digging, the plowing is considered hazaka? Lo avid inish, the charibu le ara the shatik. A guy's not going to allow somebody else to plow his field and keep quiet. You see somebody, if you hold it to your field, you see a guy plowing on your field, you're going to say, what's going on over there? So if the guy kept quiet, that means already he didn't make a maha. That's considered a hazaka. Rashbam, velo miha, umedelo miha hefseed. Now Gemara goes the other way. Umay ta'ama deman damar nir. Lo avi hazaka. What's the opinion according to the opinion that says that a nir is not a hazaka? Memar amar kol shiba v'shiba decharbu. That's Bob explains this terminology. Kol kismim shememachrisha yechnispa, which means all the pieces of branches that are in the plow, let him put it into the ground. Which means basically it's a way of saying, let him plow. Let him plow fully. What do I care? Kedomar halvay v'yachnos harbe. Until he finishes the whole plowing. Let the plow break like. Let him plow till it breaks like. Right? Right? Let him soften my ground for me. Then I'll go plant it. So he's like free work. The reason why the guy doesn't make a maha'a in such a case, you can't say, oh, you kept quiet when he was plowing. Of course I kept quiet. Not because I was agreeing that he owns it. I kept quiet because, let him plow. What do I care? After he finishes plowing, I'll soak my ground for me, do all the work, and I'll come in, I'll plant the ground. So therefore, need is not considered a hazaka. You can't interpret his silence as an agreement that it belongs to the other guy. So Gemara explains. Let him go in there. Let him go into the ground. Let him plow. Shalhu le bene Pum Nahara, the Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda. The people of Pum Nahara sent to Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda. Yelamedenu Rabbenu, teach us, Rabbi. Nira, havi hazaka, alo havi hazaka. Okay. So we're talking about a Sde Baal, the machloket like we saw in Biyakiva and Biyishmael. Now she says, Rashbam says that v'day b'chazkat yud bet chodesh u'shnei yamim, which means according to that, you would just need a year and 2 days. 1 day in the first year, because it takes 1 day to make a nir. Okay. 12 months is keep it contiguous, and then 1 day in the third year. That's what I was asking. If a nir is going to be a hazaka, you would need 1 year and 2 days, right? One in the first year to plow. The second year, because you can't split it up. And then one in the third year. So he wants to know, is it a hazaka or not? Amaleu Rav Acha v'chol gedole hador amru nir harezu hazaka. Well, you have Rav Acha with all the gedolim that said indeed that nir is indeed a hazaka. Amar al-Amar Yitzhak Rabbuta l'mechshav gebre. Well, it's a hadush just to count names. Meaning, you're saying Rav Acha and all the gedolim. What do you mean? You found some names that agree with Rav Acha. Just as many names that you found. I also found rabbis that go against Rav Acha. So he says, it's a big thing. It's a hadush to count names because you're coming along and saying Rav Acha v'chol gedol hador. I mean, I also have gedol hador. Ha Rav Ushmuel bebavel. So you have two rabbis in Bavel, two rabbis in Eretz Yisrael. So you want to count rabbis? Also count rabbis. You got rabbis in Israel, rabbis in Bavel, all over the place. They also say what? Nid is not a hazaka. Now we know already Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Ishmael, because they said in the Mishnah either 3 months, 12 months, 3 months, or 1 month, 12 months, 1 month. It's not 1 day, 12 months, 1 day. So clearly, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Ishmael from the Mishnah, you see, clearly do not hold Nid. Rabbi Ishmael, Rabbi Akiva, Matnitini. Good. That's our Mishnah that we learned, either 18 months or 14 months. Rav, Mayhi, where do you see Rav that holds that need is not considered a Hazakah? So comes the Gemara and says, the Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav Zu, Devrei Rabbi Ishmael, Rabbi Akiva. This is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Ishmael, that says what? Either 18 months or 14 months. Amal Hakamim Omri, but the rabbis say, Hezkata Gimal Shani Miyom Leyom. You need 3 full years. Meaning, from day to day, full 3 years. Lemeutemai. Now, what is he coming to exclude when he says 3 full years? Lav Lemeute Nir Delo. Right. 3 full years to the exclusion of Nir. One day is not going to work. So you see, Lav also. So that's the opinion of Rabbi Yechaveh Israel. But Hakim argue. Hakim say, we need 3 full years when they come in to exclude. So don't get away with a need business. Need is not going to work. One day is not going to work. So she cleared up, also held that what? That need is not considered a hazakam. That's right. Shmuel, Mahi, what do you see Shmuel that says need is not a hazakah? Tamar Rabbi Yudamar Shmuel. Zu, Devrei Rabbi Shmuel Akiva. But Hachamim Omrim, but Hachamim come along and say, Ad Shiyigdor Shalosh Gederot, the Yibsor Gimel Besirot, the Yimsok Gimel Mesikot. Which means Rabbi Hachamim held according to Shmuel, you need 3 years, but not 3 years from day to day. You need 3 crops, which means it's got to produce 3 times, either Shalosh Gederot of
dates,
or Yibsor Gimel Besirot of grapes, or gimel mesikot of olives, which means you need 3 rounds of crop. Okay, which means until you get 3 rounds of crop, according to this shita, it's not considered a hazakah. So clearly, what lapuke nir? So you see, Shmuel does not need it as well. My binayu, what's the difference between the way Rav understood Hakamim and Shmuel understood Hakamim? Rav understood Hakamim, you need 3 years meyom neyom, 3 complete years. According to Shmuel, not really 3 years. You need 3 cycles of crop, whatever the crop is, right? So what's the difference? Might have coming out. Amar Abaye, dekel ne'ara ika benayhu, a small dekel. Nashba. Dekel ne'ara, meaning a small dekel.
Small palm tree.
Dekel yelada ubahura, de pachot mi gimel shanim shelemot, less than 3 full years, to'anot gimel pa'amim. Which means a small tree, I guess it's strong. In even 2 years, it'll produce 3 times. It has 3 cycles. So according to Shmuel, the way he understood Hakamim, that's enough. Hazakah, you won't need 3 years. Because this tree is going to produce 3 rounds in 2 years. Whereas according to Rav, the way he understood Hakamim, doesn't matter. You need 3 years, miyom liyom. So even if you have a dekel that's a young one, you're still going to got to go the whole route. So he says, the Shmuel, have you hazakah begimel gederot? Have a bit of like a gimel shanim shelemot? Good. That would be the nafkamina, and that's the halacha. Nir is not considered a hazakah. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen. Amen.